My lovely guest is here, Maria Carias-Jones, Head of Dispute Resolution at Woodfine Solicitors. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning to you. Thank you for having me here.
Nice to have you here. And we are talking about money. We're talking about it in relation to businesses. Now, there was an article in the Cambridge Independent earlier this week saying the number of businesses in Cambridge reporting financial stress is up.
That's
37% in a year.
That's absolutely right. We've noticed historically insolvencies are still down, but over the last 2 years, there's definitely been a notable increase nationally and over the last quarter or so, certainly across Cambridge also.
Because that's a big increase, and that's about a third, isn't it? Well, just over 37%.
Well, it's a third of businesses are at risk or greater than normal risk of insolvency. So that's what the percentage is. So that is a large proportion of businesses that are exposed or feel exposed to a risk of insolvency.
Well, let's reel back a bit from insolvency. Before that, they might be aware that they're experiencing financial stress.
Correct.
Which you mentioned in the article. By financial stress, what do you mean?
Concern regarding whether you can meet the wage run at the end of the month, whether you can pay your suppliers, whether you can pay for the stock that you need, for example, to deliver the services to your customers.
So it's cash flow.
Cash flow. Cash flow is a big part of it, absolutely.
And for a lot of businesses, it doesn't work. You know, they might get a lot of income in at a certain time of the year, but they need it a couple of months earlier.
Yes. Cash flow forecasts are obviously there to help that. But often businesses may, for example, be expecting an income from a customer who's suddenly unable to pay due to their own cash flow problems, and that can have a massive knock-on effect. And we know the stats make it quite clear that actually our own customers' insolvency is one of the main causes of a company's insolvency. So looking at those debts and your customers' debts and dealing with them promptly is very, very important.
And we talk about insolvency. What do you mean by that?
Insolvency very simply just means the inability to pay debts as and when they fall due. And that's whether it's a company's inability to pay or an individual's.
So it's different to bankruptcy.
Insolvency has a number of different processes. So bankruptcy is one of them for individuals. Liquidation is the most commonly known insolvency process for companies. And of course, we had Carillion recently who went through the liquidation process and it was very, very much publicised. Another form is administration for companies. And we've just seen Toys R Us have gone through the administration with a view to trying to sell the business as a going concern. And we know as of yesterday that we don't think that that's likely to happen.
If a company finds that it's experiencing insolvency, it's not necessarily inevitable, is it, that all those processes will follow?
Absolutely not. And one of the things I would stress, and particularly in Cambridge where we've lived in a bit of an economic bubble, I think, one of the most important things to stress is actually it's very important for a business to feel that they're in control. So the only way they can be in control is taking very early steps, A, to realise there's a problem, and B, to take advice, because there's many steps that a business can take to try and avoid insolvency. So that might be refinancing, it might be cost cutting, it might be looking at customer contracts. And taking those steps means that that business is in control of their ability to trade moving forward. Unfortunately, many businesses bury heads in sand, which is quite common. We're all human, we all do that. But the downside of that is sometimes, for example, a supplier might take the control out of our hands and force us into an insolvency process, which ultimately can cause a big problem for our staff in terms of timing, and it just loses control for the business.
So you say realising there's a problem to begin with. What might be the clues that there's a problem? It's not always as obvious, is it, as just money not coming in?
No, it might be, for example, you have a customer who owes you a hell of a lot of money and they haven't paid you. And actually, that means that you're finding it difficult to pay your suppliers. So speaking, the credit control teams flagging if there's an increase in bad debt, realisation that you can't pay your suppliers as quickly as you should, the concern that actually there may not be the money in the bank to pay staff at the end of the month, inability to pay your landlord the rent, all those sorts of things, just any financial strain, and any nervousness regarding your ability moving forward to pay what you need to pay as a business.
And if you're aware that's happening, there is, as you say, that tendency to think, oh, it'll go away, because yeah. you're scared of what you might find if you actually sort of look deeper into it.
Absolutely. And that's almost completely the wrong thing to do, because actually looking a little bit closer and finding out what's causing the key issues means that you can address that problem, find a solution, and take control.
So that would be what somebody like you would do, would be you'd look at the books and at the business and say, well, this is the way that we can maybe rejig things to make sure the business can continue.
So I'm an insolvency litigator, so I tend to deal with the litigation flowing from insolvency, but suddenly a lawyer, insolvency lawyer, a non-contentious insolvency lawyer can help with that. Insolvency practitioners would most certainly be looking at the books. So I think the first port of call is either speak to a lawyer such as myself or an insolvency practitioner, or actually the company's accountant. Speak to the company's accountants. They will know the books. They'll know the history to the business, and they might be able to provide some initial thoughts regarding how to approach things initially.
Because everyone wants that business to stay afloat, presumably.
Absolutely.
Because other businesses are dependent on that.
Absolutely. And I think the key point as well is actually if the business can't be saved, there's a lot to be said for being able to control the timing of when that business will cease trading, because of course we're talking about people's lives, we're talking about their employment, and more so actually, or I should say in addition, the directors themselves can face personal liability where they don't do what a subsequent liquidator or administrator thinks they should have done when they were in an insolvent situation. So I think it's very important for directors to actually take advice early on to protect their own personal assets as well.
And in the article in the Cambridge Independent, you talked about a health check
yes.
for businesses. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Absolutely. So it's just really a business looking at who are your customers, who are paying you regularly, which are the non-profitable contracts that you have, what are your overheads like? Are you collecting your debts as regularly as you should be? So it's just a general 360 of looking at the business and trying to analyse which holes need to be plugged in order to limit the risk moving forward.
And presumably since you've been doing this, you've seen a whole raft of businesses come across your desk.
Absolutely.
All different types of businesses this could affect.
Absolutely. And I think that one of the issues where a business faces financial stress is they don't know how to find a way out of the problem. And I think knowing that you've got an advisor who has seen this and addressed it and come out the other side with a client just provides a great deal of reassurance.
How did you get into this particular area of work?
Well, I'm a commercial litigation solicitor. So I have been a litigation solicitor since 2006, so quite a long time now. My job is helping companies who are in dispute. So there might be internal disputes or external. In terms of insolvency itself, that's something that I have very much focused on over the last few years. It's an area that I am particularly interested in. That's it, I think. I mean, in terms of how...
There doesn't have to be any more. No. What is it about insolvency that particularly interests you?
I think the fact that there can be such a huge range of problems. So it might be, your customer base. It might be problems with your supplier on a joint project. The everyday can be completely different. But I think it's also the fact that there are normally ways of fixing the problem. And helping businesses find that fix.
And I guess even if you can't help the business stay afloat, you can at least, as you say, close it down in as measured and controlled a way as possible.
Absolutely. Provide the directors the reassurance that they need, because often they've been running at 99 miles an hour for the last 10 years. And actually there can be a lot of reassurance flow from the fact that they can then take control and feel that they can manage that process.
So if we've got somebody listening and maybe running a small business and thinks, well, you know, some of those things that you're saying are ringing bells, that maybe this is not going to be the best of years financially for the business, what would you suggest they do?
Speak to advisor, speak to your accountant initially, look at your internal processes. Are there steps you can take at the moment to limit your risk and pick up the phone and speak to us? We're normal human beings, approachable and quite happy to have a conversation with you.
I can verify that. You are a normal human being. And the website, which has got all your contact details on and information about the specific areas that you work in, is woodfinds.co.uk.
Absolutely right.
Lovely to talk to you, Maria. Thank you very much. Your day must be very varied. What are you going on to do for the rest of the day?
Today I will be helping a number of clients. One, actually similar circumstances where I have a director who's trying to figure out what to do with the business moving forward. So I'm looking at helping him and finding a solution that helps him so that he can go into the weekend with perhaps a plan in mind. And then helping a number of other clients along the way.
Well, have a good day.
Thank you, you too.